Welcome to Quickies.
When it's time for some updates and gossip from the world of entertainment, that means it's time for Quickies brought to you by In.com. My name is Arjun and allow me to bring you up to speed. Much like Leonardo DiCaprio, who happens to be a passionate actor as well as environmentalist, another famous personality has a reputation for more than just his trade. Kevin Peterson, a former and brilliant English cricketer, is a known animal activist. He arrived at the Parliament a day ago to emphasize on the alarmingness of trophy hunting and undertake actions against it. For those of you who aren't aware about trophy hunting, it is essentially people hunting wild animals for recreational purposes. After finding out about Carl Knight, who happens to be the owner of a hunting company in South Africa, and also the man responsible for killing innumerable wild animals, Kevin was furious and is currently in pursuit for making him pay for his actions. In fact, a bunch of leading UK publications, including The Mirror, reported about Knight yesterday. Kevin on his Instagram shared a bunch of pictures regarding the same, and in one of them, Knight is seen posing with a dead rhino, and another one with a dead elephant. Based on these series of pictures, he has hunted lions and leopards as well. For obvious reasons, the pictures did not go down well with Kevin's followers, who demanded strict punishment for the man, but being a known activist for welfare and conservation of wildlife, Kevin has opened a luxury resort in South Africa called Umganu Lodge, which is also a retreat center that works towards building larger awareness towards wildlife. He also runs Saving Our Rhinos Africa and India, known as SARAI, an Australian charity initiative supporting the conservation of rhinos. It looks like after dominating the world of cricket, he is now doing his best for wildlife conservation by using social media to raise discussions and seek solutions. His Instagram feed also reflects his love for animals. And last year, he used Twitter to unmask a similar trophy hunter. According to reports, Kevin is now interested to work with the Chhattisgarh government to preserve the wild buffaloes and hill minor bird, as both of these are on the verge of extinction. More power to you, KP. The world desperately needs more people like you. A Bollywood couple like Arjun Kapoor and Malaika Arora would make you believe that love is in the air and blooming, but unfortunately, that is not the case for everyone, because there was a rumor floating around about Tiger Shroff and his longtime girlfriend Disha Patani going through a rough patch, which is yet to be confirmed, but the latest news in the market is about another couple whose relationship seems to have come to an end. Based on news sources, Swara Bhaskar and Himanshu Sharma have parted ways. This is surprising because the Viredi wedding actress has allegedly been dating the Tanu Weds Manu writer for the past 5 years, and this sudden breakup really comes off as unusual. In.com tried to reach out to Swara, but she hasn't responded to the text and calls. However, when we called Himanshu, he avoided the question by saying, "Actually, can I call you in sometime? I have a very bad back problem. I am bedridden. I'm not able to move. I want to see a doctor right now." And upon being pursued to clarify the news, he responded by saying, "Sir, will you allow me to just get fine and talk to you, please?" So yeah, that happened, and this makes us wonder if the physical stress is making it a lot more harder for him to deal with the apparent breakup. However, a source has been quoted by IndianExpress.com, which reads, "Swara Bhaskar and Himanshu Sharma have parted ways due to their disagreement about what the future should look like. The separation is amicable." So there it is. That's all the information we have right now, but stay tuned for further updates. Alright, so before I begin this update, I just want to warn you that it's a tad messy, so listen carefully to keep up. It all started with Rajkumar Rao and Kangana Ranaut's new film Judgmental Hai Kya Ka trailer. After it released, many people from the industry praised it, and speaking of the industry, there are a few people who don't have a filter when it comes to communicating, and this list definitely includes Kangana Ranaut, but more so her sister slash manager Rangoli Chandel. Anyway, so when the link to the film's trailer was tweeted, many people commented and retweeted it, including Tapsee Pannu, who generally seemed to have appreciated it and took no names while doing so. And that did not go down well with Rangoli, who was quick to retweet Tapsee and call her a sasti copy for not mentioning Kangana in her tweet. I know, right? But wait, there's more. After that, Anurag Kashyap decided to stand up for Tapsee and slam Rangoli by calling her really desperate. And then Rangoli, being Rangoli, typed out a series of tweets in order to justify her and her sister. And basically, all of it was in reference with an interview of Tapsee last year, who explicitly mentioned that Kangana and her are two different people by saying, "I don't think I am that extreme in my opinions most of the times. That's what I feel. Whatever I've seen little bit of her interviews, I feel she's pretty extreme, and whatever she likes it, it's there, and not like I'm not that extreme, I feel." Oof. Anyway, both Anurag and Tapsee are yet to respond to this out of the blue war of words, and you can find all of these tweets compiled on in.com. Unless someone is living under a rock, it is highly unlikely that people haven't been following the ICC World Cup. Pretty much everyone has got the cricket fever, and by everyone I mean Bollywood stars as well. In fact, some of them even flew to London as soon as the tournament began. This fever has got the better of Rishi and Neetu Kapoor as well. We know this because just a few hours ago, Neetu posted a picture of herself, Rishi and Kapil Dev on Instagram, and the three of them can be seen smiling away to glory. She captioned the picture by writing, "Supercharged about the World Cup," which is awesome, and looking at the picture, we feel the same way, mainly for two reasons. One being seeing Kapil Dev in it, the legend who led Team India to their first World Cup victory back in 1983, and seeing Rishi Kapoor all fit and fine, because for close to an year now, he is or was in New York undergoing treatment for cancer. I say he is or was in New York because I can't figure out whether the Kapoors have flown to London to watch it or if Kapil Dev has come down to New York to meet them. Either way, it doesn't matter because it's an amazing picture. Just like many others shared by Neetu on her Instagram in the past couple of months when various people from the industry came to visit Rishi. Nonetheless, here's wishing the best for Rishi Kapoor, much like Team India, who is currently preparing to play Sri Lanka on Saturday. Back in May, Joe Jonas and Sophie Turner decided to get married just hours after they attended the Billboard Music Awards. They went to a chapel in Vegas and got hitched in front of an Elvis Presley impersonator. But if Diplo hadn't shared a live feed through his Instagram that day, no one would have known about it and it would have been a successful secret wedding. However, it's all in the past now because Joe and Sophie are now officially man and wife after they tied the knot for the second time on Saturday in France. And just this morning, the newlywed shared the first official picture of their wedding on Instagram, wherein Sophie looked stunning in her wedding gown while Joe looked dapper as usual in his suit. The word on the street is that the celebration was filled with fun, but while exchanging vows, the atmosphere intensified. According to E! News report, Joe and Sophie both teared up while reading their vows. Everyone stood and cheered, and they had huge smiles as they left as a couple. It was an emotional ceremony. Sophie was drinking champagne with her girlfriends, and a brunch was also delivered. Joe had a few shots with his groomsmen to ease the nerves. In attendance was Joe's brother Nick and Kevin, who were accompanied by their respective wives Priyanka Chopra and Danielle Jonas. Game of Thrones star and Sophie's best friend Macy Williams was also present, along with the likes of model Ashley Graham, her husband Justin Irvin, and American DJ Diplo. Anyway, you really need to check out this beautiful picture, which you can easily find on in.com. And that brings me to the end of today's podcast. My name is Arjun. Until next time, stay awesome.
The Quickies on in.com.